Proclamation number 8306, dated the October 22, 1962. Sympathy and antipathy. Every spiritual question you ponder shall be answered, for I want you to be enlightened, but you should always request the light from me directly. Thus I want to explain which spiritual currents you are subject to in association with your fellow human beings and how these currents affect you. You should know that all people are bound by my adversary as long as they are still unredeemed, that they are enslaved, and, according to their state of maturity which solely depends on their degree of love, also influenced by my adversary, that they more or less succumb to his influence and show this in their nature. Understandably, similar kinds of character will attract each other, that is, a human being will always seek to interact with people who exhibit the same disposition. For he finds these people agreeable, he finds them sympathetic, whereas people of an entirely opposite nature are repugnant to him, that is, they are antipathetic. Hence, this is the nearest explanation which surely everyone will understand. However, some people's souls are already more mature when they start earthly life as a human being, who, during their preliminary development in the state of compulsion, had subordinated themselves more willingly to all demands, whose resistance has already diminished to a point that they start their life as a human being in a higher state of maturity and thus also reveal more love. Love will always have a beneficial effect on a fellow human being and will even pacify another person's very immature spiritual substances, which explains that the former radiates a feeling which is equally described as sympathy and which affects the other person very positively, because such a person is not met with resistance and the influence of less mature people will also always be favorable and, occasionally, even increase their degree of love. Love awakens love in response, and only entirely immature people will be antagonistic towards a loving person, but then he will also feel disagreeably affected by them. Besides, all people move within a sphere that corresponds to their maturity, which is felt by a sensitive fellow human. If this sphere is dense due to adverse beings, the person will still be completely subject to the adversary's influence and will also have an off-putting effect on those who are already further advanced in their development. No harmony will be possible because the person will resist currents which are in opposition to his endeavors and feelings. Thus sympathy and antipathy can only be explained with spiritual currents, for every person has his own sphere in which he is comfortable, and everything that does not correspond to this sphere affects him disagreeably. Only a few people are so anchored in divine love within themselves already that their emanation is so strong that even immature souls can feel touched by it, and thus don't offer the former any conscious resistance. The differences of character traits, also being due to the preliminary embodiments, determine the degree of people's affection or dislike among themselves. That which one person has long cast off already can still be present in another to a large extent and also cause a feeling of inner resistance. But if love has become more dominant in a person, he will patiently endure the other person's failings in bad habits and try to influence him in the most favorable way, which in truth is doing the other person a service. It is a work of neighborly love of greatest importance. A person's sphere of love can have an invigorating effect on the next person and awaken love in him again, and since love is the only means of release from all evil, you should even love your enemy, then your life on earth will truly be a blessing for your environment. You should not withdraw from people you do not find agreeable. Instead, try to exert a favorable influence on them. Only avoid them if they are openly hostile towards you, for then they're being used by my adversary in order to make you fall. In which case the time for changing their attitude has not yet come for them. Then your association with them can only be detrimental, for they will not accept anything from you, regardless of whether you want to help them in a spiritual or an earthly way, for the adversary himself is behind them and, feeling it, you should leave them alone and appeal to me for protection from them. The spiritual being in you, your soul, is more or less affected by currents coming from your fellow human beings, and, as soon as your soul has gained a higher degree of maturity, it will also be pestered by my adversary who uses those people who still belong to him, and then the soul's resistance will be only too understandable, because it has detached itself from the enemy and doesn't want to associate with his followers either. However, if the soul itself is very loving, it can succeed in influencing an immature person so favorably that he will surrender, and then a great work will have been accomplished by love, for which nothing is impossible. For love is a power which no person can resist forever. It is just that such love is rarely to be found among people on earth. For this reason it is difficult to love the enemy but not impossible. Otherwise Jesus would not have preached about the love of one's enemy, which requires a high degree of love, but which will also result in great spiritual gain, both for the giver as well as the recipient. Amen.